All right, welcome everybody tonight. If you're here, say amen. If you're not here, say amen. All right. I tell you what let's do. Let's open up tonight. Let's all stand and turn to page 71. Wednesday night, we did Sweet Hour of Prayer. Now we have a pianist with us tonight, Miss Becky. Thank you, Brother Billy, for being here. And so let's sing the first and the last on that. We sang it Wednesday night, so y'all know it. I know you're familiar with it anyway. So let's stand and help us sing Sweet Hour of Prayer. Seated, and let me grab my Bible down here. One second there, brother. And what an opportunity we have to pray, to connect to Jesus in that throne room, and to really receive. We receive a whole lot if we can just find a moment, as I've said before, to allow this thing up here to just lie dormant. And call out to God, spend some time with Him in prayer. You can walk away, as you already know, so refreshed, so renewed. And nothing has to change in your life, but yet God can still give you something, give you peace and give you grace and assurance to keep on going. So what a blessing. Sweet Hour of Prayer. Well, welcome everyone tonight to Calvary Baptist Church. Good to see everybody in a good. And again, it's good to have Brother Billy and Sister Becky with us. God bless you both. And so good, so refreshing to see you again. And we had y'all here the other Sunday night, and everybody enjoyed you. We enjoyed you as well. In fact, Miss Becky, when I came in and started talking to her, I asked her if she could play the Stephen song again. And so maybe that's in store. Maybe that's on cue. We'll see in just a few moments. But we are going to pray in just a moment, but I do want us to remember a few folks. Let's remember Calvary's Children's Home, our young people, as they are in Florida. And so let's remember them. Of course, we have other people out of town. Jeff and Sharon are in Canada. And that's a long way from Powder Springs, I tell you. And I believe they first stopped in New Jersey. That's a long way from Powder Springs, New Jersey. And so pray they'll have a great time. Again, the Martins have been up in Tennessee, Chattanooga today. Let's remember them. Several on our prayer list are sick, not feeling well. It was good to see Brother Allen again this morning in light of his back surgery, him and Miss Terry. And then, of course, Miss Cheryl Millwood is better, and that's good. Her kidney stone is gone, and she was here this morning. Miss Pat Eccles, let's continue to remember her and the fall that she had. The Palmers this week, Leonard's getting ready for another treatment, but also a CT scan to see where his cancer's at. And so let's just pray for healing on him. Miss Dolores and her heart. Continue to remember my grandparents. Continue to remember my grandfather. I'm looking around in the crowd tonight. I want to share this, but I'm careful about sharing it. So I'll just go ahead and share it with you. My grandmother is getting dementia, and so just remember her if you would. She's getting that, and my grandfather has, you know, his problems he's dealing with. And I spoke to my Aunt Patty at the hospital the other day, and thank God, you know, thank God for her, because she's really taking care of them. But you know, I can tell talking with my grandmother, just repeating things and, you know, saying, you know, have I heard from Justin? Well, you know, I'm Justin. So that's what my mother started to get before the accident. She was getting the same thing at 60 years old. So remember that if you would. Continue to remember Miss Connie, the Daly's, the Ashworths, Miss Emily, Brother Arnold went home to be with the Lord. All of our people on our prayer list, just pick up a bulletin, stay in tune and in touch with what's going on there. All right. You glad you're here tonight? Say amen. Amen. All right. Well, it's fall break for students, and so that means I don't have to get up in the morning and take Lily to school, and so I'm excited about that, and a little extra rest. So Christy, she also is taking off a little bit this week, which leads me to say this. I want to quit rambling. We're going to try to go up to Blue Ridge on Wednesday through Friday, and Brother Ceylon's going to fill in for me on Wednesday night. So remember that. All right. Braves won this afternoon, so that's good. And I'll just throw this in there. It's the only time you'll ever hear me say I'm rooting for the Phillies tonight, and that is I'm rooting for the Phillies to beat the Mets, Brother Ceylon, so that we can be in better standings. All right, let's get things spiritual here tonight. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we need you. Thank you, God, for just a good time of fellowship tonight in your house, and thank you for Billy and Becky and what they mean to us, Lord. And God, we just want to do things a little different tonight. We just want to relax in you. We have an itinerary for the service, but God, more than that, we want you to show up. You can do that, Lord. You show up, and sometimes you even show up when we least expect it. When the disciples were in their upper room for fear of the Jews, you appeared in the midst of them. Pray that you'll do that tonight. Use Sister Becky as she plays, and whatever it is as she places upon her heart, whether it's just instrumental or it's singing or both. And Father, we do pray that you'll bless this offering. Let it be used for the ongoing ministry here at the church and on foreign fields with our missions program. And if there's somebody here tonight that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, I pray tonight salvation will be theirs. But do encourage us that are saved, Lord, and bless those that are watching on Facebook and the internet. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Thank you. appreciate that. All right. Well, Miss Becky, whatever's on your heart, whatever you want to do, if you could give us one, maybe sing one for us, and then now I'll tell you what we're going to do after she sings one or whatever it is she wants to do. We're going to open up the floor. Maybe someone has a testimony or something, and give you an opportunity to testify. Do things a little different. Confuse the devil, as Brother Berman used to say. And of course, if nobody testifies, I'll preach. But Miss Becky. God tonight, and appreciate the Lord saving me November 19th, 2002, and my brother got saved November 19th, 2000, 2 years before I did, and so it's been what, over 20 years, right, about 21 years, something like that, this November, and the Lord has changed my life. I really appreciate everything that he has done, everything that he's doing. You know, every now and again, I'll get a flashback, brother, of my past. And I'll start, something will remind me of something that I used to do or people I used to run with. And then I have to just remind myself that I'm not the same person anymore. And I'm different. And so I praise the Lord for the difference that he makes in lives. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so maybe someone tonight wants to give a word of testimony. I'm not twisting any arms. If this service goes this direction, that's great. If not, I'll preach. But maybe you have something on your heart you want to share, praise, a testimony. Feel free to do so at this time. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. What's the saying? I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. But praise Lord. Well, something like that anyway. I'm not what I used to be, but praise Lord, I'm not what I'm going to be. And the Lord has changed my life so dramatically and drastically. Thank you, Brother Billy, for that word of testimony tonight. A lot of Christians have lost their excitement. I mean, they just have. Look at the empty pews. You know, a lot of them say, well, I'm watching on Facebook. All right, I'm going to quiz you next week. We're going to do a pop quiz next week on those who watch to see what we talked about. I'm not trying to be mean or rude or unkind. This is a Sunday night service. We're getting ready to start a brand new week. I understand that. But truly, we're living in the last days, the Laodicean days. And we're not cold, we're not hot, we're lukewarm. And because of that, the Lord says, I'm just going to reject you. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You know, the Lord, in much of the churches of Asia Minor, there in Revelation chapter number 1, Church of Ephesus and so forth, it shows that the Lord is in the church, and he's walking in the church, and he's in the middle of the church. But by the time you get to chapter 3 and verse number 20, he is knocking on the door of the church. And so what has happened? Well, the same thing that's happening in this day. And that is, we're just pushing the Lord right out of his own church. You know, it's all about worship. It's all about his word. It's all about ministry. And I believe as long as we keep that the focal point here at Calvary, the Lord will be here. There's not going to be written on our wall, Ichabod, like in the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord has departed. No. You know, we may be smaller in number, but we have the same purpose, and we're unified on our vision and what we want to do. And so I appreciate you tonight. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. Yes. Right.
Or are they gathered together to pat one another on the back?
Right.
That's what's happening. And you see the mega churches. You see people with children flocking to them. They got all kinds of programs for the kids. That way the parents can push the kids in a program. They disappear in the crowd. They don't have to do anything.
Right.
That's not what my Lord called me for.
Right.
No
sir.
Where I'm,
amen.
No matter what circumstance there, if you trust him and follow him, he will get you through. I don't care what it is.
Amen.
He'll take you through the fire. That's what he said.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Bro, Ceylon?
22 years, you must be one of those that call a baby in Christ.
Yeah. sir. Amen, brother. Amen. Yes, sir. God bless you, Brother Seelong. God bless you. Appreciate that. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else? Yeah. Long time. Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. appreciate that. I appreciate that, Miss Mary. All right. Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Ms. Yvonne. All right. Anybody else? Going once? Going twice? 2 Peter tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Won't keep you long. We believe we preached an hour this morning. And won't keep you long unless the Lord has other plans, that is. But 2 Peter chapter number 1, if you would. And I want to read verse number 1 down through verse number 4. And then we'll just bring a thought tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I'm going to stop reading there. That's reading 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 1 down through verse number 4. I want to call your attention to verse number 3. There's a phrase in the beginning part of that verse that says, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I want to talk to you for a few moments on this subject. Prepared for anything. Prepared for anything. We are living in a world where anything could happen. We're living in dark times, like at the end of the book of Judges. The Bible says that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Are we not living during that time? And we're living during a dark time, and we need to be battle ready. Each and every day that we wake up, you've heard it time and time again, but we really, really need to be battle ready. We need to take off the old man, put on the new man, that is understanding and being dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ as our means of moving and being and getting anything done and accomplished. It's only going to happen through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight, I want to share with you four simple things, and we're going to go line upon line and work our way down to verse number 4. But I do just want to share some things about this subject of being prepared for anything. Again, he says in verse 3, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Number 1, I want to call your attention to verse 1, and I want you to look at the person writing. The person writing. The Bible says Simon Peter. So we know that Peter is the one penning this epistle. He is the one that the Lord had saved and changed. And we know that Peter lived a life that was unstable at times, even as a believer. We know that Peter said, Lord, when everybody forsakes you, I will not forsake you. And the Lord told him, Peter, you're going to deny me thrice before the cock crows. And he did that. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. It was a moment in Peter's life where God really got to his heart and changed him. We know that the Lord used Peter on the day of Pentecost. And so thank the Lord tonight that God uses us in spite of us. I like using Gideon when I'm talking about people who God uses, because there's a tremendous message in the life of Gideon. We know that Gideon was threshing wheat by the wine press, and the Midianites were in the land, and they were besieging everybody's food and resources. And Gideon was there. He was in the wine press, and he was threshing wheat. He was trying to get supplies to last while this famine was in the land because of the Midianites. And the Lord showed up to Gideon, and when he did, he said, "Thou mighty man of valor." The Lord seen something in Gideon that Gideon didn't see in himself. The Lord seen a man of war in Gideon, seen a mighty man. And you know, even when the two spies, or the 12 spies, went into Canaan land to view the land, it came back and gave a report, Brother Billy. We know that there was the Minority Report, which is an actual movie out. But two gave a positive report, and the 10 gave a negative report. And the report that they said was, "We were as grasshoppers in their eyes." They viewed themselves as incapable. They viewed themselves as victims. So tonight, that's not how Caleb and Joshua viewed things. Caleb said, "Give me this mountain." Joshua said, "We can overcome." And tonight, that's exactly what the Lord does. He saves a person, and then he empowers a person for service. And this is a person that we see, Simon Peter, over and over again in his life. He is coming to contact of human nature, yet coming into contact with the Lord. You remember the night that Peter says, "I go a fishing," and he brought the crew with him. "We go also with thee." The other disciples went, and no doubt the Lord said, "I'm going over to the other side, and meet me there," is what many of the commentators say, that the Gospels say, or intending to say there, that Jesus was going on over and for them to meet them. However you look at it, Peter went a-fishing. And the others went with him, and they toiled all night, and they didn't catch anything. And then we know that Jesus said, "Cast thy net on the right side of the boat." And when they did, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, insomuch that their net broke. What about that? And Peter says, "It is the Lord." And so they came to the shore, and they ate with the Lord. And the Lord Jesus looked toward Peter and said, "Peter, do you love me?" You ever heard that old song, "Peter, do you love me?" What a blessing that song is. And there's times in my life, I'm sure there's times in your life, where God has been so good. And there's times where we haven't been so good, yet God keeps on blessing. There is a face-to-face meeting with our Savior. "Justin, do you love me? Ceylon, do you love me? Well, if you love me, then go and do my will." And so we have Peter here. He's the person writing. His name is Simon Peter. Simon is his birth name. It says Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Simon, being his birth name, is Jewish in nature, and it's connected to the circumcision of the flesh. But then he has not only a birth name, but he has a spiritual name, Peter. And Peter was given by Jesus, and while his birth name is Jewish in nature and connected to the circumcision of the flesh, Peter is his spiritual name given by Jesus, connected to the circumcision of the heart. Jesus says, "Peter, upon you I will build my church, upon this rock." Many people think that that's where the Catholics got their foundation from, on Peter, and upon Peter I will build my church. But in all actuality, let me just say it this way, Peter being a little rock and Jesus being the bigger rock, he said, not to Peter, on you I'm going to build my church. Let me get it out there right. But on me, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so we see that the Lord is using Peter and getting ready to use him in a great way. Also, the Bible says this, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Servant. This is Peter's humility. He says, I'm just a servant. I'm a servant and I'm an apostle. He puts servanthood in front of apostlehood. And we know that that being an apostle was his calling by God. God called him to be an apostle, but he is a servant and an apostle. And then we see, he says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. And so he says, with us through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, meaning the servant to Jesus only. He is a servant and apostle to Jesus Christ only. And this book is written to them that have obtained like precious faith. Like precious faith, not degree of faith, not strength of faith, but the object of faith, its benefits, justification, sanctification, salvation. So he says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, and to Jesus only, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, or salvation, through the righteousness of God and of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he says, through the righteousness. Salvation is through Jesus' righteousness only, and you know that. And so this evening we see the person writing. And it's Simon Peter. But then in verse number 2, we see the pathway to fulfillment. He says in verse number 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So the pathway to fulfillment, what is he talking about here? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Well, grace and peace fulfills the believer. We need grace. We need peace. Grace always comes before peace. Grace is God's favor. Peace is the tranquility of mind. It's calmness in trial. And then he says, through the knowledge of our Lord, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And so the pathway to grace and peace is through having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. He says, you will get this grace, you will get this peace. It can be multiplied unto you through the knowledge, through an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight we see that there is multiplication of grace. There's multiplication of peace. We can receive more grace to keep going, more peace as well, that tranquility of mind to sustain us through the trials of life in everyday living. The pathway to fulfillment in verse number 2. But then in our text verse, verse number 3, we see the power that's been given. In verse number 3, he says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life in godliness. So the Lord has literally prepared us for anything. He says here, he hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So everything we need in this life, everything we need to be godly is wrapped up in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God, which we have. And depending on the depth of our relationship with him, will determine if we have real peace in life, if we're able to deal with these things of life that come into our life, able to tap into the grace of God. It all hinges upon our relationship to him. But he has given us everything that pertains unto life in godliness. We're prepared for anything tonight. Are you prepared for this new work week? Are you prepared to go back to that job? Are you prepared to deal with things at home? Are you prepared for your own burdens that you're carrying? The only way to fully get prepared is by a close relationship with Him and accessing those things that we need. Grace and peace. And so there's the power that's to be given. We have been given power to live a life that's pleasing to God, power to be godly. Any challenge in life, we have power to deal with. And praise the Lord for that, that we are fully equipped and we are ready to live the life. There's the power that's to be given, but then I want to close with this tonight, just a short lesson. And then there's the promises to claim. Look at verse number 4. He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we have many promises in the Word of God that will enable us to live a godly life. And in return of claiming those promises and believing in those promises, why the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The Bible says that that we have a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. The Bible says that He works all things together for good. And once we embrace those promises and walk those promises out into shoe leather by faith, we are able to escape, the Bible says. We are able to be partakers of the divine nature. And so we have many promises that will enable us to live a godly life in return, partaking of His divine nature, becoming more like Him. When we choose tonight to embrace the Bible and walk it out by faith, whether you realize it or not, you become more and more like Jesus. And so we are given these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, the nature of God. We pray and we study the Bible and we live according to His Word. We trust, we obey, we yield to the Holy Spirit. We become partakers of His divine nature. We become more and more like Him. And when that happens, we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Because the more you become like Jesus, the more time you spend with Jesus, the less attractive this world seems. And so therefore we escape the world that's filled with lust, because we have great and precious promises that we are clinging to, that we are hanging our hat upon, so to speak, that we are living by. And so tonight the Lord has given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. You say, Brother Justin, you just don't know what I'm going through Monday through Saturday. Well, I probably don't know exactly what you're going through, but God has made a way through His Word in order for you to overcome. In order for you, like we preached this morning, in order for you to endure some things. There are just times in life where we have to endure some things. We spoke about that out of Isaiah this morning. Enduring the challenges of life. Sometimes there's things that we cannot change, we have to endure. Sometimes there's things that we have to alter in our life so that we can endure. And then there's the reality that we need to affirm some things in our life, and that is God's presence. We need to practice His presence. He is with us. He is for us. And so there's this call of endurance on our life. There's this call to live godly upon our life. And if we're going to escape all the things of this world, the corruption, the lust, and all the rest of it, then we are going to have a day-to-day walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says again, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, or honor and excellence. And so tonight we see these things here. Verse 4 again, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Tonight we are living in a corrupt place, a dark world. There's a real devil. We have real flesh that's challenging us. And we've got to make a decision each and every day if we're going to be battle ready or not. And so tonight, that's the message, just simply prepared for anything. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You. We praise You, O Lord. And God, I just pray that You would use a few words that were spoken to be a blessing to somebody. Lord, we all need help tonight. We all need to be battle ready. But what's jumped out to me this evening and in my studies this weekend is that, God, You have truly given unto us all things that we need. We're prepared for anything. So help us, Lord. Use the things that You have given us so that we can live a life of victory. We love You tonight. We thank You. We praise You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet. Miss Becky, if you want to play something, anything is fine with me. Or play instrumental, however, whenever you feel good about. If you need to come tonight, you feel free to come. Let me mention this verse before I let you go. Matthew 16:18. I want to give it to you right. The Bible says, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So the name Peter there is Petros in the Greek, which means piece of a rock. This is what I was trying to say. And then when he says, "And upon this rock," that word rock there means a mass. And I believe Jesus was drawing attention to Himself when He said, "Upon this rock." You are going to be a stable rock, a piece of the rock, but I'm the main rock. And upon Me will My church be built. And I think our Catholic friends like to think that the church is built on Peter. But anyway, y'all ready to go home? You look like it. And I'm sure I look like it too. So, hey, that's all right. Anything to mention before we close out tonight? Before we be dismissed? All right. Well, everybody, just be safe. Have a great week. Wednesday night services. Remember, Brother Ceylon is going to be bringing the lesson on Wednesday night. And we're just going to, we'll be here next Sunday, which is Youth Sunday, morning and night. Night service will be downstairs. We'll have food. Let me go ahead and mention it, Christy. Everybody, if you'd like to bring something, is that right? Everybody, if you'd like to bring something, it is our last Sunday night fellowship of the month. We do that, you know, year round, every last Sunday night of the month. And so our young people will be in charge on next Sunday. So it'll be a good time. All right. Brother Billy, would you close us out in a word of prayer?